And I'd like now to welcome Diana Delling. She's with the Lensick Center for Performing Arts, and she's with us speaking of the arts. Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, MC.
Good morning to you. So what is going on this weekend?
One of my favorite events you just talked about. I haven't been there, of course, but it sounds fantastic, the Dark Skies event tonight.
Yeah.
Talk to those guys. Mm-hmm. So this weekend is the 10th annual Native Treasures Indian Arts Festival. It will be all weekend at the Santa Fe Convention Center. It'll feature museum quality art by all kinds of Native American artists, many of whom are, you can see in the summertime Indian Market Festival. But here, you're indoors, you're looking at the best and brightest of the Indian art world. I haven't been to this yet, but it's been 10 years going now, and I think it's about time to check it out.
Very much so. I'm still trying to open my file.
Here's another one that I can speak more about. The Santa Fe Fiber Arts Festival is this weekend at El Rancho de Golondrinas. A beautiful weekend to be down there. We got a little moisture last night.
Oh, wasn't it nice to wake up and just smell the earth?
So surprising. I woke up in the middle of the night and heard the rain. Well, I don't know when it was, but it was while I was sleeping. And I'm sure things will be green as they are down in La Cienega. At Las Golondrinas.
Yeah.
This is the Fiber Arts Festival is a festival celebrating, obviously, the fiber arts. You can buy fiber arts and supplies, learn about weaving, see people shearing sheep, see Native, actually not Native Americans, but Spanish colonial enactors doing weaving demonstrations and upright looms, backstrap looms, all kinds of weaving. There are food, there are animals, and all kinds of fiber artists from all over New Mexico selling their wares.
And enactors, meaning people
dressed in Spanish colonial costume outfits. As you know, I'm sure many people have been there. It's a living museum celebrating our Spanish colonial history here in the state of New Mexico. And it's a beautiful setting, a beautiful place just to wander around, whether you're into history or not. It's a fun place to spend an afternoon or a whole day on a weekend.
There is a group going to be playing tomorrow, the Austin Piazzolla Quintet. They're live at gig tomorrow night at 7:30 in the evening, and they play a kind of, as they describe it, jazz-infused tango. They're based in Austin, Texas, and the music of Astor Piazzolla, which is called Nuevo Tango, and it's really a kind of blend of genres, and they sound like they're going to be really great, so that's tomorrow night.
Have you been to Gig? It's such a good space on 2nd Street.
Yeah.
There is a benefit tonight for Outpost Performance Center, which is down in Albuquerque. It's a nonprofit performing arts center that brings more than 100 different concerts a year to Albuquerque, jazz and more.
Can we just give a shout out to Outpost and Tom?
Hey, Tom.
They're so great.
Friend of your show, yes. And they sponsor with the Lensick the New Mexico Jazz Festival every year. And it'll be coming this summer in July. But they're having a fundraiser tonight featuring funk musician Maceo Parker. It's at the Albuquerque Museum. It starts at 6. Tickets are still available, and I think it's a great organization to support, and it's a fun time for all, of course. And Tom's a great guy, and Alicia, his colleague. If you would like more information, you go to outpostgala.org.
Now, we've got some things happening at Opposite Books. They're very active and busy, one of the many independent bookstores of Santa Fe. Another shout out to all the independent bookstores.
We love those, too.
We love them, and it's just amazing that Santa Fe has been able to maintain so many independent local businesses, including bookstores.
Agreed.
As the rest of the world just turns into plastic. But anyway, at Opposite tonight, I mean today at 2 o'clock, Lois and Don Airy with their children's book, Friend of the Chocolate Flower Haven.
Friend of the Chocolate Flower Haven.
Mm-hmm. That's like chocolate and flowers and
Havens.
All right. And tomorrow at 4 o'clock, Carrie Gannell is talking about the evolution of Herbie Mann and the flute in jazz. Gannell is a radio broadcaster, folklorist, and the author of 7 books on American music. Opposite is in the Sambusco Center on Montezuma Street in Santa Fe. For more information, opposite.com or 428-0321.
There's a great article in PASA about that book and its author, and Herbie Mann, of course, was a Santa Fe resident until he passed away in the early 2000s. Another Santa Fe connection is author Peter Heller, who will be reading from his book, The Painter, on Wednesday at Collected Works at 6 p.m. Peter Heller, his father lives in Santa Fe, and he has written a novel based on a character. He's written a novel about a character who is based on Taos artist Jim Wagner, and it's a Santa Fe setting, so you'll see scenes like Canyon Road, the Tizuki Village Market. Peter is a contributing editor at Outside Magazine, and he's written a lot about great adventures. He did a kayaking expedition in Tibet on the Tsangpo Gorge. He has written books about boating, sailing with Greenpeace, and defending whales in the Antarctic. He's traveled all over the world, but now he's writing a novel based right here in Santa Fe.
Excellent. And I have to say, I was talking to Dorothy, who runs Collected Works Bookstore, and I said, have you read this book? She goes, I cannot put it down.
Nice. And yeah. She reads a lot of books.
And she reads
And I know
books.
Peter's been here before doing readings, and he gets a good crowd, and he's a good reader and an entertaining, interesting guy. So come on down to Collected Works on Wednesday at 6.
Okay, so what else is going on? Well, of course, it wouldn't be Friday without the cat of the week.
No, it would not.
This week's featured cat is Simba. Simba is a wonderfully affectionate kitty and will greet his humans every time he sees them. Aww. He sounds a little bit like a puppy.
He does.
He has boundless energy and loves to play. He's a handsome boy with a short, soft coat and brown tabby markings. And he is 2 years old. If you're interested in adopting Simba, please call 505-316-2281. You can also go to fnfnm.org.
I always like to follow up the cat of the week with something dog-related if possible. And the Santa Fe Humane Society and Animal Shelter needs people to help walk their dogs. I'm sure you've talked about this before. Dogs need daily walks. Our dogs do, and the dogs in the shelters do too. So they're looking for volunteers who can come, play with the animals, take them on walks, and have a good time. I would enjoy it. I might do it. And you're helping cute little animals in need as well. If you're interested in more information, you can call the Humane Society at 983-4309.
Whoa.
Tonight.
Yes,
I can keep going.
No, keep going.
Tonight, and I know you had the guys from Axel Contemporary on this week. I enjoyed that interview. And I just wanted to say that tonight, their Renga project continues from 5 to 6. The Renga project is the project in the rail yard that involves poetry. Each week for a full year, the Axel guys and their followers and poetry fans gather at the Renga sign in the rail yard, ring a bell, and hang a new stanza on the sign. There will be a 52-stanza collaborative poem at the end of the project, which finishes in June. There have been poets from Dana Levin and John Davis to Veronica Goibs, Will Barnes, etc. I read a great one by Henry Shuckman just the other day while walking in the rail yard. So that's something to check out. You can also check it out anytime because the poetry is on display at all times. It's over by Site Santa Fe in the rail yard.
Excellent. And lots of stuff going on at the Jean Cocteau Cinema, as always. Sixth Gun Plaza Gunfight is happening today at 2 and 4, and then there's a book signing at 6:30 and another screening at 8:30, and then RoboCop is screening at 11 p.m.
That's going to be a popular one.
That's an 80s movie.
I might have seen it, but I don't remember it. I hate to admit.
Yeah,
I'm sure Rob DeWalt has seen RoboCop.
Probably. And then tomorrow there is Richard II, and it's a special repeat performance from the Royal Shakespeare Company. There's a tasting menu at 4 o'clock. Whatever that is, it sounds very tempting. And Beneath the Harvest Sky, another tasting menu, and RoboCop. There's a lot of stuff going on over there. On Sunday, for example, there is a screening and discussion by Real Fathers, R-E-E-L, and so much more. And then, like, on Monday, Alex Mariol is in concert.
At the Jean Cocteau.
At the Jean Cocteau, at 7 o'clock.
I have to say, last week we talked about this, and I saw it over the weekend last Saturday. There was the Rin Tin Tin lookalike contest at the Jean Cocteau, and it was adorable. And they had Susan Orlean and George R.R. Martin out there judging. Which dogs looked most like Rin Tin Tin?
And our own Diana Delling went there and said, there are people who brought dogs that didn't look anything like Rin Tin Tin.
They didn't. There were some basically labradoodles.
Poodles.
Yeah. But it was still fun, and kudos to their people for bringing them out there, because it was a really unique little Santa Fe event.
And let's not forget Jules Works Follies. That is the monthly talent show, and that's happening on Tuesday, the 27th of May at 7 in the evening. And it's always just really fun and all kinds of crazy things and poetry and music, and somebody's always acting out a Monty Python skit,
yes,
and things
I've
like
that.
Yes,
I've been to that too. I saw a bunch of people reenacting a scene from Airplane.
Yeah, exactly.
It was goofy and fun.
Goofy and fun is important in this world in which we live. All right.
Speaking of goofy and fun, Doug Fine, and I know he's been on your program.
Yeah, we just had him on.
You did?
Well,
I missed it. I'm so sorry. Yeah, he's reading from...
This is why we have the podcast.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, SantaFeRadioCafe.org, and it's so easy. You go there, and then there's a link, not even a link, just a thing that you click on, and then the show plays. People
I've
are like,
tried
oh,
it.
Podcast. I don't know how to do podcasts. It's really easy.
I streamed you this week on my computer. I usually use the radio, but this time I streamed you live, and that was good, too.
Yep.
So everyone already knows that Doug Hemp will be... Doug Hemp. Yep, sure he wouldn't mind. Doug Fine will be reading from his new book, Hemp Bound, Collected Works, tonight at 6.
Excellent.
He's a funny guy. Entertaining and funny.
Good. And so what else is happening? Okay, this Sunday from 1 to 4 at the New Mexico History Museum... There's, by the way, free admission all day. It's Come Out and Play, free family fun for the New Mexico History Museum's 5th birthday.
Can you believe it? 5 years?
Yeah. And so there will be, you can go into the courtyard for hoops rolling contests, three-legged races, hopscotch, horseshoes, and jump rope. You can make miniature adobe brick with Cornerstone's Community Partnership. You can create a keepsake handprint of everyone in your family, free cookies, popcorn, balls, and lemonade, a children's tea party led by members of the Española Girl Scout troop, and much, much more, pinhole photography, special guest, the mayor, Javier Gonzalez. So it's a good day at the New Mexico History Museum, and it's free.
And the concept, of course, is they're 5 years old, so they're featuring games and toys. Yeah, they're featuring games and toys, historic New Mexico traditional games and toys.
Excellent.
That five-year-olds would like, but adults might like them too.
And those of us whose inner five-year-old is a little too prominent.
Exactly. The Rail Yard has another cool all-weekend happening. It's the Rail Yard Pianos Project by the Convergence Project. And there are pianos, 5 or 6 of them, scattered about the rail yard area, painted by high school students, so that's sort of like the old painted horses project we had a few years ago. It's probably 10 years ago by this time. But you'll see these painted pianos, and the public's invited to go up and play them. And I did that the other day. I was early in the morning, and no one was around, and I played the piano that I ran into, that I passed by in the rail yard, and it was really kind of a cool interactive experience. Now, better yet, I walked by the pianos and heard really good pianists playing them last weekend, and there will be more piano players out tomorrow from 9 to 1. They're just very talented musicians, tickling the ivories, as they say, out there in the rail yard. It's a fun thing to add to our rail yard weekend experience.
Yes, indeed, and I'm interested to see. I'm going to go to the farmer's market tomorrow morning, and it's always fun to see what's there as the spring and summer progress. Speaking of farmer's markets, the Ribera Farmer's Market is having their very first market. So enjoy the New Mexico countryside and meet recent graduates of the Ribera Rural Women Global Marketplace. It's a farmer's market and expo. Ribera is between Santa Fe and Las Vegas on I-25, going north toward Villanueva. And you can, let's see, where can you find more information? I guess for more information, you can call 505-263-1632. And it's Sunday. Oh, no, this isn't until June. Whoops. All right, I'll read it again in June. Sunday, June 8th. Don't go this weekend.
On Sunday, there will be yet another book signing at this one at the Real Butcher Shop. Now, the Real Butcher Shop is that new butcher shop over in Casa Solana, in between the Co-op and Better Day Coffee. It is Santa Fe's first, or at least, not first, but only at the moment, butcher shop. And the interesting thing is, this is a vegetarian author reading.
Two vegetarian authors.
One vegan. Even more so. Even more out there for a butcher shop, you would think. But as Deborah Madison writes on her blog, it sounds weird, but it really isn't, because her thinking was, and I quote, "After all, what are we about in our work, offering vegetarian vegan foods that's free of any diet fundamentalism? They're about integrity in the foods we cook with, and so is the Real Butcher Shop. So come here, Deborah Madison, read from her book, New Vegetarian Cooking for Everyone," and her colleague, cookbook author Joseph Schuldner, will read from Pure Vegan on Sunday from 5 to 8 at the Real Butcher Shop. And it's a chance to check out the place, too, which is rather new.
I had them both on the air earlier this week, and one of Joseph's mottos is, "Vodka is vegan." There's all sorts of cocktail recipes in his vegan cookbook. It's really fun. It's the most...
He's a fun vegan.
He's a super fun vegan, which may not be something that people like put together in their minds when they think of vegans. All right. No offense, vegans or anything, but, you know, sometimes there is a little bit of grimness to the whole thing. all right. At the Screen, the lovely theater on the campus of the Santa Fe University of Art and Design, there is a movie called Lock, starring Tom Hardy, winner of the Best Screenplay from the British Film Awards. So this is...
That looks fantastic.
A movie that looks very interesting, and it's sort of hard to explain, so just go.
Another movie that I don't know if I have the time, but I'm tempted. There's a movie at the CCA. It's a two-parter. It's called The New Rijksmuseum. It's presented by the Friends of Architecture Santa Fe. And it's a two-part documentary that was made over 10 years while the Rijksmuseum in Amsterdam was undergoing a renovation. So as everyone knows who's ever done a renovation in their home or even attempted a small do-it-yourself home improvement project, these things can get out of control pretty fast and end up taking more time and money than you ever thought possible. Well, that's what happened at the Rijksmuseum, which is one of the world's biggest, most important art museums, with lots of masterpieces by Rembrandt and Vermeer and other Dutch artists. And apparently it's made for a fantastic, really interesting two-part documentary that's gotten rave reviews across the board. It's supposed to be, quote, painful and sometimes hilarious. It's a four-hour documentary in all that follows the remodeling and the ups and downs of it and the different characters who are involved. That's at the CCA this weekend. You can see part one Sunday at 7 and part two Monday at 7, and then we'll be repeating them June 1st and 2nd.
There is a one-day-only screening at the Screen, and it's a benefit for the New Mexico Nurses Foundation. It's Thursday, May 29th at 7. It's called The American Nurse, and it explores some of the biggest issues facing America: aging, war, poverty, and prisons, through the work and lives of five nurses. And it will most likely change how you think about nurses and the challenges that we are dealing with in this country. So definitely check it out.
Interesting. Tonight at the CCA, there's a High Mayhem event called Three Generations of Creative Music. It will feature several artists, several musicians from Santa Fe, including Rampant Ego's Big Band, Ink on Paper, and Angelo Harmsworth. I've seen Ink on Paper, and as they say in Pasatiempo, they are their style might be called potent space-age jazz. They're experimental. All these bands are rather experimental, and you will be exploring new soundscapes. The show starts at 7:30 at CCA's Munoz Waxman Gallery, and tickets are sold at the door. For more information, you can call the CCA at 982-1338.
Excellent. What else is happening? We've talked about the CCA. We've talked about the Screen. Oh, I wanted to let people know that what was going on at Collected Works.
Yes, please.
Give me just a moment to do that, because Journey Santa Fe always has amazing events on Sunday mornings. And this Sunday morning, the 25th, we actually are having some of KSFR's own folks, radio host Zuby Wilson and Zaylee Pollen. And they will be talking about current events. And Zaylee is one of our new co-news directors at KSFR. And Zuby Wilson hosts a program, Living on the Edge, along with David Bacon. So lots of good stuff to be talked about at 11 o'clock this coming Saturday. And we also have, we talked about Doug Fine and we talked about Peter Heller. Tomorrow, there's also a presentation by Elizabeth Jared Andrew. It's called Hannah Delivered, a Novel. And actually, oddly enough, a friend of mine from college who lives in Minnesota called me and said, you must get her on the air. She's such a good writer. And I was out sick, and so I didn't call her back. But I would say this is one of those that you might just take the chance and go and pick up a novel. I haven't read it myself, but it's about a nurse midwife in a St. Paul hospital. And anyway, it's a whole big story about babies and life and going beyond your comfort zone.
And we can direct people to PASA for a longer article too, and the PASA today came out.
Excellent.
There's a tribute to a Santa Fe legend in our community, Greg Grissom. Greg Grissom was a performer at Casa Sena and other places around town. He was part of Stars Never Fade Productions, which honored great performers with performances by, I don't want to say impersonators, but people singing in their styles, actors and singers who kind of study up on the person and perform in their
persona.
Well, Greg passed away after many, many years performing with the gang around town at Casa Sena and elsewhere, and they will be having a tribute for Greg at the Scottish Rite Temple on Saturday, tomorrow at 2 p.m. It's directed by Beth Kennedy Jones, and Bert Dalton will be doing musical direction. And many of Greg's colleagues from over the years will be coming back to perform songs in his honor. There will be David Geist, Stephanie Duran, John Trenacosta, lots of people that are well known in the community.
And excellent.
Come on out.
Young Voices Recital at Gaddis Hall at the Santa Fe Opera on Sunday, the 25th of May. It's a free recital showcasing the talent singers of the Santa Fe Opera's Young Voices program. It's at 3 in the afternoon on the opera's lower grounds, and opera selections from pianist Kurt Pavitt, the co-director of Young Voices. And it should be lots of fun, and see the next generation stars singing on Sunday. Call 986-5996 to reserve tickets.
Also on Sunday at the Cabaret at the Lodge, Stories from the Soul is a benefit for Kitchen Angels. It will feature story healers, facilitators, and training with four monologues by Sally Fox. Let's see who else. Carrie Lowe, Mary Rivas, and Francesca Shardi. It's called Stories from the Soul, four monologues at the Cabaret at the Lodge, directed and presented by Tanya Taylor Rubenstein. You can get more information and tickets by calling 470-5267.
And there is a play that is opening on Thursday of next week, and we'll talk about it again on Friday of next week, but it's called Frankie and Johnny in the Clair de Lune by Terrence McNally, and it's opening at the Santa Fe Playhouse, so put that on your calendar. And note that it contains adult subject matter and brief nudity.
Brief nudity.
Brief nudity.
That could be a plus for some.
Yes.
I'm looking for another one to announce as well.
What else have we got here? Let's see.
We talked about Locke, which looks really, really good.
Yeah.
Starring Tom Hardy.
And the Institute of American Indian Arts Museum of Contemporary Native Arts, MOCNA, is having an exhibition, Shan Goshorn, We Hold These Truths, and it opens, let's see, actually the opening is next weekend in conjunction with the program Chaos to Complexity, but it's It features contemporary baskets made from paper that have been inspired by traditional shapes and techniques. Let's see. I thought there was something tonight. There is prints from Mokna's permanent collection. There are Native American short films presented by Sundance at Mokna starting tomorrow, and all sorts of upcoming exhibitions. So it's definitely worth checking out what they do over there, because it's a terrific museum, and definitely worth going to. And
we were asked to announce The Sound of Music, but that is a Musical Theater Works production coming soon. It'll be June 6th, 7th, and 13th, so we'll re-announce that, but it's at Greer Garson Theater, and
excellent.
You can buy tickets now if you're anxious to get your Sound of Music tickets and want to get them well in advance.
Excellent. And tomorrow from 10 to 4 is the second annual Community Day at Hillside. Food and Art, Adopt a Pet from the Santa Fe Animal Shelter, Explore the Fire Truck with the Hondo Fire Department, Santa Fe County Sheriff's Department. There's storytelling and art demos and healing arts and all kinds of things. And Hillside is at 86 Old Las Vegas Highway in Santa Fe. And I'm hearing the music.
Do I have time to just say that Randall Davies' 127th birthday party and open house is today at the Randall Davies Audubon Center from 2 to 4:30.
No, you don't have time to say that.
Okay. Sorry, everyone. You're going to miss that event.
No, glad you said that. And it's great always to have you, Diana Delling, on the air. Diana Delling is with us speaking of the arts. She's with the Lensic Performing Arts Center, and always great stuff going on at the Lensic, too.
There is. It's a little bit of a quiet week there. I would have said more, but next time I'll tell you more about Lensic events.
Most excellent. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We are streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafemc. And let's see, and we're on, no, yeah, we're on Twitter at Radio Cafe MC. You can see how
you're everywhere.
Into Twitter I am. It's hard for me to tweet. It really is. But, you know, got to do it. Anyway, what are we going to do? Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, jazz. And I want to let people know that the opera series starts on Monday and goes for 5 Mondays, starting this up until the opening of the Santa Fe Opera. And also next week, we have a very special feature on the Radio Cafe. Zaylee Pollan is interviewing all the Democratic candidates for governor. That'll
That's
be on
important.
Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Very important indeed. So stay tuned to KSFR, Santa Fe's only local radio, public local radio station. Adios.